Om Shanti. 14th December 2019. Essence, sweet children, you come to the Father in order to be refreshed. When you meet the Father, all your tiredness from the path of devotion is removed. Sweet children, you come to the Father in order to get refreshed. And when you meet the Father, all your tiredness on the path of devotion is removed. In today's mudli, Baba has mentioned about rest, vishram, and refreshment. In the path of devotion, there is no rest. Even for this world, Baba said, whatever worldly people do, there is no refreshment in that. Even if there is rest, but there is no refreshment. It's the Father alone who provides you with spiritual refreshment, spiritual entertainment, spiritual rejuvenation. And in today's mudli, the question is based on this topic only. How does Father provide you refreshment? So Baba has given three answers. First, Gyan. Second, Yoga, remembrance. And third, Baba's lap. When you come in Baba's lap, you get refreshed. You feel refreshment. These are the three answers given in today's mudli. What is refreshment? To get refreshed means to feel what? Yeah? To feel energized. Then to rejuvenate. Then to feel refresh means to feel refresh. To feel refresh means to feel energetic, enthusiastic. To feel refreshed means to feel enlightened, extremely happy, blissful, ecstatic. To feel refreshed means all your fatigue, all your tiredness gone. You feel lively, you feel animated. To come back to that spiritual stage of animation is refreshment. And what are the things in Gyan that makes us refreshed? So Baba said, in the path of devotion, you are lost. In the path of devotion, your condition was in ruins. In the path of devotion, you kept on bowing down in front of human beings. And that has made you tired. The stage of spiritual lassitude, spiritual exhaustion, spiritual tiredness. Now Baba has come to remove all the tiredness, all the fatigue. And the first method is Gyan. So Gyan refreshes us. Remembrance refreshes us. And coming in his lap refreshes us. So the three answers given in today's mudli. But to feel refreshed by these three things, few other things are needed. Nature. The first thing is nature. The nature vibrates at much lower frequency than human mind. That's why the moment we go to the nature, our mind becomes calm automatically. To have dharana of jnana, one needs silence, one needs solitude, one needs very peaceful atmosphere. Then only you can understand some point of knowledge. In yesterday's Murli Baba had said, till the time you give up this body, you keep on learning. You will have to keep on learning till the time you die. So the process of learning is fastened in nature. A walk in nature, a silent walk in nature, refreshes the mind. Being in the company of nature refreshes the mind. Baba often mentions in Murli, go in some garden and sit and churn knowledge. Walk around just as those priests with rosary in hand walk around. Just like those intelligent students who are very much concerned about exams, they go in solitude and study. And yesterday's Murli also, Baba said, this is student life. You should enjoy studying. And study is done best in the company of nature. In the olden days, in India, there was the system of Gurukul, where students used to sit in open air under the shade of some tree, and the master used to teach them esoteric philosophies, mystical knowledge, some deeper principles of life. And there were no printed books that time. Everything was handwritten. And those students had very sharp intellect. They would remember things once heard. So when we are very close to nature, our mind is very calm. Our mind is open. Rather than reading Murli, locked up in four walls of a room, seek nature, go out. So the first thing that refreshes us is going close to nature. Being in nature, being with nature, pondering on the mysteries of this world, trying to understand this knowledge in depth. Second thing that rejuvenates us, something that should help us in our churning, and that is sleep. Can sleep be used for learning purpose? That's the question. There is a system of learning which is known as subliminal learning. That is that phase of the mind where the mind is operating at a very lower frequency, where probably the preconscious barrier is opened and the things which are put from the conscious into the subconscious, they enter very fast. So just when you are sleeping, that is the time when you learn, when you can get refreshed. How? something which is known as power nap. You must have heard about it, power nap. In many industries or companies nowadays, they provide 20 minutes nap to all the employees in the afternoon. They can go take rest, just 20 minutes. The 20 minutes power nap is known as, it is something that boosts their energy, that brings back all the power. So just sitting and resting the body, relaxing the entire body and making the mind still, body still, energizes it. So that is known as power nap, that is known as yoga nidra, that is known as energy sleep. So even if 20 minutes that is taken in between, that can energize you. And for staying refreshed, as Baba mentioned, the first method is gyan. So listening gyan or reading gyan, but there should be a different approach. There is something which is known as Pomodoro's technique. Pomodoro's technique says, never study and sit at a stretch for 1 hour. It says study for 25 minutes, take 5 minutes break. Again study for 25 minutes, take 5 minutes break. Again study for 25 minutes, take 5 minutes break. Again study for 25 minutes, take 5 minutes break. After 4 cycle, now take a bigger break, half an hour. That is best. So when you read Murli, read for 25 minutes and leave it. Or whenever you study something, to study for just 25 minutes and then go out looking outside the door or do something else. Distract the mind and then come back again. But don't forget to come back. Because the distraction should not become 50 minutes from 5 minutes. That's a great maya. Distraction means just distract your mind for just 5 minutes. Go somewhere, see what is there, look outside. Relax, but then come back again. So that's how, otherwise the study becomes boring. Otherwise you don't enjoy the study. Otherwise the same Murli, the same point, the same everything, run of the mill things, tires the mind. Mind needs newness. Mind is never satisfied with the same commonplace, ordinary things if provided to it, no matter what it is, even if it is gyan. But if the same gyan is told to it every day, it loses all the taste. Mind needs freshness, mind needs newness, mind needs novelty. So give it noble principles. The third thing that refreshes the mind is diet. The lighter the diet, the fresher the mind becomes. The more living the diet, the fresher the mind becomes. And the mood in which it is getting consumed, that also matters. Eating is an act of tapasya. Eating should be the period of remembrance. Eating is the moment of silence. Eating is the period of our communication with God. So it should not become otherwise. It should not become a reason of distraction. It should not become a scope for gossips. It is the period of our deep, divine communion, communication, contact with the Supreme. As I said the other day, Baba mentioned in Murli, eat with me. That is his order. Eat with me. And this is the order which only very few of the Brahmins follow. They follow the order of purity. They follow the order of Murli. They follow the order of Amritvela. But this order, eat with me. Very rare chosen few follow. Because there is a great Maya at the time of food. So diet should become an act of sadhana, spiritual practice. It is something that should reconnect us with Baba. After the hiatus that has come after Murli, or after Karma Yoga, or after actions or deeds or seva, duties, whatever you call responsibilities. So that is something, just as Amritvela we connect with Baba, just as in Murli we are in connection with him. So after that, if the connection is broken, food is something that should reconnect us. Food should become like Amritvela. So that is the third thing. Fourth, songs. Listening songs of love of Baba. Listening songs of gratitude. Listening songs of attainments. Listening songs of joy, pleasure, happiness, fortune, treasures. Listening songs of pain of separation from God. Listening songs of enthusiasm, energy. They all refreshes the mind. So listening songs. Then the next, fifth, listening inspiring classes. Because if the enthusiasm goes down, how will we come out? It's Gyan alone that can pull us out. But in that stage of despondency, depression, despair, listlessness, when one is out of sorts, one doesn't feel like to read anything or talk with anybody. It's a stage of spiritual melancholia. So in that melancholy, dark mood, dark stage of the mind, if something can afflict, it is the inspiring classes. There are variety of classes available. Senior brothers and sisters and dadis have spoken on variety of topics. So just take one class, go out for a walk, return back after 1 hour, and then sit alone and write down what you heard. Try to recall what you heard for 1 hour. That is the best method of inculcating or churning knowledge, or jumping back to normalcy, jumping back to the happy stage of the mind. So listening to inspiring classes, that is the method to get refreshed. Another method is reading books, or reading Murli, but reading it not for the sake of telling others, not for the sake of finishing it, not for the sake of that self-complacent attitude, not for the sake of showing off, not for the sake that I have to read it because it has been given to me, it is my duty or task, but reading it as if you are drinking something you enjoy. It should be a cup of nectar. Just as you imagine somebody sitting in the lawn and there is a holiday and they have a glass of juice and how they sip slowly, nicely, bit by bit, sip by sip. In that manner, read one line and ponder. Read one line and think. Read one line and imagine. Read one line and visualize. Read one line and just wonder, what is it? So that will enliven you. That will animate the spirit. That will pump the soul with energy. It's like a petrol pump. Spiritual petrol soul needs. So, you know, the vehicle goes to that petrol pump and he puts that pump to that vehicle. So in the similar manner, this pump of knowledge should be put here and the machine should start and it should fill it with spiritual petrol. Because many vehicles are working on reserve. Petrol is about to get finished. And once it is finished, then they have to drag it. Or beg to passerby. Hitchhiking. And nobody is ready to give petrol. Because everybody is rushing. So reading inspiring books is a method to refresh the mind. So Baba says, sweet children, you come to the Father. Why you came? You know, you can churn on this topic, why we came to Father. There can be 50 answers to that. Why we came to the Father. So Baba says, sweet children, you come to the Father in order to be refreshed. There are two words. One is fresh, another is refresh. You were fresh once upon a time. Now you have to get refreshed again. When you meet the Father, all your tiredness, the soul has become tired. It is limping. Yesterday in Murli there was a word, soul is limping. From the path of devotion you got tired. And the Father comes and removes all your tiredness. So spiritual entertainment, spiritual refreshment, spiritual empowerment. This is what Baba wants us. So we saw few methods, going to nature, feeling the nature. Second, sleep nap. Convert sleep into yoga. Then eating with full concentration, eating with awareness, eating with joy, eating with gratitude, eating with love, eating in silence. Then songs, beautiful songs. Then classes. Then books. So there are a few methods to feel refreshed, to come back to that high spiritual stage of stability. Om Shanti.